Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First to that news that emerged at around 7 o'clock this morning. Electric Ireland, the country's largest energy supplier, is cutting its energy prices for 1.1 million customers. Having endured a series of price increases over the last number of years, will consumers now benefit from a price war? Well, joining me for more on this is Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications with Bonkers.ie, and Brian O'Gallagher, who's Associate Vice President of Sustainability at UCC. And you're both welcome. Dara, I'll start with you. Is it a price war or just incremental reductions on prices that were already extremely high?
Good morning, Claire. I think you're correct in the sense that it's just prices beginning to fall to slightly more manageable levels. But don't get me wrong, it's good to see Electric Ireland reduce its prices so quickly. It only last reduced its prices in November. So this is its second price reduction in 4 months. Electricity is going down by 8%, gas is going down by 7%. And I would hope that we'll see some further reductions from Electric Ireland and indeed all the other suppliers in the second half of this year. But I would be at pains to point out, and we've discussed this before many times, that even though prices are falling, they're falling from very, very high levels. So even after this reduction, prices are still quite high. So not quite a price war, perhaps, but it's definitely good news for consumers, or at least more positive news than what we're used to.
And do you expect the other suppliers now will have to follow suit?
It's almost a guarantee. I'd say they will respond within weeks, if not even days. SSE Electricity kind of announced the second round of price decreases just before December. It reduced its prices for the second time. And I wasn't surprised to see Electric Ireland now respond. And I'd say Energia, Bord Gáis Energy, Flowgas, all the remaining big suppliers will announce similar price decreases over the coming days and weeks, as I've said. So It's a good start to the new year. It's a good start to the week, but prices are set at very, very high levels. I mean, even after this reduction from Electric Ireland, its electricity prices are around maybe 80 to 90% above what would until recently have been considered normal levels, while its gas prices are still around double normal levels.
Okay, and what in terms of time frame, where is the comparison here?
This would be 2020, so around maybe three and a half years ago. Listen, we may never get back to those levels, unfortunately. So that was before COVID, and then the war in Ukraine really wreaked havoc with energy prices, not just in Ireland, but throughout Europe and indeed the world. And we are slowly beginning to row back on that. So we're slowly beginning to see prices return to somewhat more manageable levels, but we may never see prices get back to those levels for several reasons. And even if we were, for example, to see a third round of price increases in the second half of this year, which I think we will probably see another 10 to 15% cut, that would still leave our prices around maybe 40 to 50% above those 2020 levels. So we've a long way to go until we get back to normality, and we may never get back to normality.
We also have the energy credits implemented by the government in the budget last year. Those reductions, do you think that they led to companies being a little slower to reduce their prices than they might have been had those grants not been included in the budget?
No, I actually don't think so. I think prices rose so high that that wasn't a factor at all. And maybe it would have been in a different industry if we were giving credits for people's food shops or something like that. I don't think it was a factor here. And I think those credits were still absolutely needed given how high electricity and gas prices rose. So I think the government was right to pay them. It needed to pay them. I know we're still in the middle of one winter, but I actually think even just looking forward to next winter, we're still probably going to see prices at quite high levels, and the government may need to provide some type of support next winter as well. But I suppose we will cross that bridge when we get to it. But another point as well, it's not coming into effect, this price decrease, Claire, until the 1st of March, which is, of course, the end of winter. So some, you know, listeners, and I get that, will probably be a little bit annoyed about that, and I can understand that.
Yeah, so we still have the very cold months to get through, and the fall won't be in place until we get through that period. Thanks very much, Dara. Brian O'Gallagher is also with us, Associate Professor of Sustainability at UCC. So, Brian, will you explain to us in a broader sense what's happening on the energy markets that's allowing these suppliers now to cut their prices?
Yes, good morning, Claire. And it's great news. It really is, particularly as Dara says, after we've faced a number of years of very high prices. We're very exposed to what's happening internationally because most of the energy that we use is imported. Up to 86% of the energy we use is imported. Most of that is fossil fuels, and we're exposed to the vagaries of what's happening internationally. And in the terms of electricity prices, most of our electricity is generated using natural gas. So it depends what's happening in natural gas, largely in a European scale. And what we've seen, what's caused the price reductions that have been announced this morning, is we've had a relatively mild winter in Europe. And we've also had a very successful storage strategy of natural gas. So we've been able to import a lot of natural gas during the summer in liquefied form into Europe. And that's allowed us to stockpile that natural gas and make it available to us during the winter. And because then that the temperatures were relatively low, we didn't use all of that natural gas. So we have a good storage capacity in place. And that gives comfort to the gas market to be able to drop the wholesale price. And we're seeing that then translating across into our electricity prices. Another factor was the high amount of nuclear and renewable energy across Europe over the last number of months. And as Dara mentioned, I mean, this is in contrast to what happened in 2021, for example, where during COVID, a lot of the nuclear capacity in France wasn't available. Also, the storage of natural gas wasn't really, you know, we took the eye off the ball in Europe. And that saw the prices increase in 2021, which was before the Russian invasion into Ukraine, which exacerbated all of this. So depending on how the next few months go in terms of temperature, this is what will give the opportunity, I suppose, to see further price cuts going into the summer.
Well, listening to you outline all of that, it feels like we should be seeing bigger reductions.
Yes, but it's set against the challenges that still remain in terms of the like when Russia invaded Ukraine. One of the consequences of that was that they ultimately cut off gas supplies into Europe, and that was a huge impact on the European gas markets. So we're really still in recovery mode, and we haven't fully recovered from that. So the increase in gas storage and the return of French nuclear, the high renewables, these are things that have helped, but we're not back to where we were by any means.
We did have warnings. Sorry, Brian, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it just really shows the need to wean ourselves off natural gas. So the quicker we can accelerate renewable energy onto our system, the better. I mean, we saw that in December. We had record levels of wind energy on the Irish system. And over the last year, on average, we had about 40% of our electricity coming from renewable sources. And that's a way of sheltering us from these price risks associated with what's happening internationally.
We did have warnings, didn't we, about blackouts, brownouts, fears that we could be in trouble if we had a cold and windless winter. And that is always a concern when you look at that, as you say, weaning off of natural gas. But that hasn't come to pass.
Well, that's correct. And there's a different factor at play there, which is not so much the availability of gas. We've been okay there. We're sheltered in the context of other European countries. Like Germany was really at risk when Russia cut off supply. In Ireland, we get most of our gas from the UK and they get most of theirs from the North Sea. The real issue in terms of the electricity system and the risk of increased brownouts and supply risks is the amount of electricity generation capacity we have on the island. And that's something that we've struggled to do. And it's kind of counterintuitive. We need to build more gas power plants, and yes, we need to use less gas-fired electricity. And the more power plants is to provide us with that capacity when there is a shortage of wind or solar. But we don't want to be using those too often because of the price of gas.
OK, Brian, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Brian O'Gallagher there, Associate Vice President of Sustainability at UCC. And earlier we heard from Dara Cassidy from Bonkers. Electric Ireland so far the only one today to announce that price reduction, but we'll keep a close eye on it. If any announcements come from the other providers and suppliers, we'll certainly let you know. Coming up next is the restaurant sector in crisis. We'll discuss.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.